The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Tammy Bedina. I hope we got that correct.
You got that correct.
Registered nurse. She's with Indigo Healing Center. It's in downtown Bad Axe. And we're going to be talking about what they do there. It's called reflexology. So first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you give me a little bit of an idea? What is reflexology? Because I know I have reflexes to things, and they're not always pretty.
Right. Reflexology is a form of massage. It's using special techniques on the hands and feet, and you stimulate the nerves in your hands or feet, which correlate to different body parts, which can increase circulation and bring oxygen to the area to help with healing of different parts of your body. It's used for pain, stress relief.
I imagine it'd be a muscle relaxant if you have like back spasms and stuff.
Absolutely, it can help with that. A lot of good results with colicky babies.
I haven't had that problem in like 6 years,
but okay. So it's good for that. It's a non-invasive form of pain relief, stress relief. Stress is a huge problem for a lot of people, causes a lot of problems. If nothing else, your feet are going to feel great, and you're going to be totally relaxed when you're done. It's been used in Eastern medicine for thousands of years, but it's fairly new here in the States. So.
And you'd use the term non-invasive, so mm-hmm. it gives you like some of the benefits of like acupuncture without looking at the needles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Uses a lot of the same points that acupuncture would use. And it's kind of the same theory, only you're using pressure instead of needles.
And Western people do not like the needles.
No.
No jabs.
No jabs.
Okay. Is this relatively new in the United States? Are we just kind of catching up on this, or is it something that maybe in the eastern markets in New York they had people who would do this, but it's catching on more around the country like we now have it in Bad Axe?
Yeah, it's been used in the United States for quite a while, but in relatively small areas. I would say it hasn't been mainstream. It's starting to become a little more mainstream. There's different studies going on now that are showing the benefits of it. So I think that's helping for it to catch on. And I think holistic alternative practices are starting to become more popular too. So.
And we talked a little bit about this before the show. And basically, your doctor is treating you,
mm-hmm.
This is maybe a supplement for quality of life, to maybe get over the pain, to help your body feel better, so you're getting more exercise, which helps with all the other types of things, and you're getting around, and raises your outlook in life, and so it's a benefit that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're still going to want to consult with your doctor and do whatever they're prescribing, but it can help. Certain types of blood pressure, when people have gotten reflexology on a regular basis, has brought people's blood pressure down. So, you know, you may be able to decrease a dose of a medication or something, but you still need to consult your doctor. You wouldn't want to go to a reflexologist and just give up everything. Yes.
No, we're not going to advocate that.
No.
it's a supplement.
Absolutely.
To what you're using now. And maybe with pain relief, you don't have to get on such heavy medicines, or you can back down from some of them that you're getting with your doctor's permission.
Correct.
Because they will check and tell you, if you're telling them that, I'm feeling a lot of relief, I don't know if I need this much, and they might try a little lower dosage of what they're giving you to mm-hmm. see if it works.
Right. Yep. Yeah, you want to keep in touch with them, because you don't want to stop any medication without consulting with your doctor, so.
Are there things that work better with reflexology than other conditions? I mean, first of all, I would think you'd have to have a positive attitude going in that it might help you.
Absolutely.
If you're going in there thinking, it's the last thing I've ever tried, and I don't think it'll work, but I'll give her a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the attitude is one of the key turning factors.
Absolutely, and that's with any kind of healthcare, really. If you go in, even with traditional medicine, and you say, oh, this is not going to help me, it's probably not going to help you.
Or you'll find a way to make it.
Absolutely.
Not help you.
Absolutely.
We sabotage ourselves a lot of times.
A lot. Yes. Yeah, with reflexology, I always tell people, at the very least, your feet are going to feel wonderful and you're going to be totally relaxed when you're done and you're going to feel great. There are some conditions that it works really well for. Any runners out there, plantar fasciitis is a problem for you guys. This works wonders with that. Pain in various parts of the body, it really helps. In fact, Debbie, one of my clients, had fallen down the stairs during the pandemic, didn't want to go to the hospital because she didn't want to catch anything. And it was several months. She was having a lot of pain in her foot, wasn't able to sleep at night because of the pain. And after, I'm going to say, about three sessions, her pain was gone. And she can sleep at night and has been doing well since then. So.
And we should note, Debbie gave permission for you to talk about her. There is confidentiality in the treatments. You're not putting it online to let everybody know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have some other people who gave me some permission to talk about them. I'm not using their names, but just examples. I had somebody with some shoulder pain. We worked on her feet. Shoulder pain went away.
That's the thing, like with acupuncture.
Yes.
The pressure points or the points that they would use.
Yes.
The needles.
Yes.
aren't necessarily right where the pain is.
Correct. Correct. And I like to use an analogy like a tree. Your spine is like the trunk. And then there's branches that go to your hands, your head, your chest, roots maybe that go down your legs into your feet. And all those nerves eventually kind of attach to different body parts. So when you think of how branches, smaller ones attach to bigger ones, So when you're working on spots on the feet, those impulses will travel up that nerve root system or nerve tree to a different part of your body. And that's how it can affect other parts of your body.
And I appreciate with the tree analogy not saying, like, you are a sequoia. No. Yeah. Okay. And the science is knowing where to put the pressure to get the desired results.
Yes. There's, I'm sure a lot of people have seen, there's pictures of hands and feet that have colored areas that'll say, like, stomach or heart or something. And those are reflexology maps. So we know a general area of the feet or hands to work on. And then when you're in there feeling, you can feel what they call little deposits. And there are little bumps in the area that correlate to a problem area in a different part of the body. And there was a doctor, his name's Dr., actually he's still around, Dr. Manzanares from Spain. He was a medical doctor and he biopsied some of these little deposits, as he called them. And they were little clumps of nerve tissue, venous tissue, and connective tissue. And when you work on those and massage them and kind of break them down, that seems to clear the path on the nerve. Then the impulses can go to the affected body part, bringing circulation, oxygen to that part, and that part will heal. So with acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology, we're not really doing something that's going to heal you. We're kind of clearing a path through the nerve so your body can heal itself in that area.
Because the greatest healer is the body itself.
Absolutely.
It's designed, if you get cut, to heal the wound. It's designed, if you get bruised, to move the, repair the damage there and get you back to normal.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing function.
Yes.
When you think about it.
Yep. And a lot of things in our daily life kind of stop that from happening. Stress can reduce your body's ability to heal. Lack of sleep, poor nutrition, all that can help prevent your body from doing its job for healing. So if you can get into a relaxed state and you can get blood flow going and those nerve impulses going, then it can get your body back into a state where it can heal itself again.
So do you need to consult with the person you're with to see if they're doing these other things that are blocking your body from helping you? I mean, if you're on a full diet of processed foods and you're stressed out and I never sleep, I don't need any sleep, blah, blah, blah. You've already found maybe some of the problems.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I like to talk to people about that. Find out what their lifestyle is. Find out what kind of problems they're having. Things that have worked for them in the past. Things they've tried with whatever condition that's not working. And then try and take a holistic approach to it. So, because, you know, I can rub your feet all you want, but but if you're not sleeping and you're continuing to be stressed out, I mean, you can just keep coming back to me, but you know, you're not gonna heal as well as if we try to heal the whole package. And so
you're gonna be using points around the body. So people who take this type of therapy mm-hmm. need to be people who are comfortable enough to have someone touch them in places where you might not normally let a stranger.
Right. Well, the only, yeah, with reflexology,
I know it's a medical situation. Yeah. It's a little different than just out on the street.
Right,
know, but,
right.
But I mean, you know, some people are just, you know, I don't like being touched, and, mm-hmm. and that could be a hindrance to any progress you can make.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to be okay with being touched. With reflexology, I'm only going to touch hands and feet. And I've had some people go, I don't like my feet touched, so I work on their hands.
Could that be a sign that there's pain or problem down there and that's why they don't like them touched? I mean, things involving the nerves like neuropathy, mm-hmm. It can either be a kind of a numbing feeling or it can be excruciating pain. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, that's almost a clue as to, okay, there's a problem there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be.
And maybe they're already being treated for that. And mm-hmm. They should have told you already.
Right, right. But yeah, that can be a problem. If it's something painful, like I know people that I've worked on with the plantar fasciitis, they're like, oh, it hurts so bad. How are you going to work on it? Well, I work on, like, around the area of the pain. We find out where the pain is and work around that so it's not excruciating for them.
Oh, no, I take that little reflex hammer, and I just go at it until you can't feel it anymore.
Right.
So it doesn't work that way. Please don't do that, folks.
Yeah. So, and, you know, while I'm working on people, I check in with them, you know, is it hurting? Do you need me to lighten up on pressure? With reflexology, you want it to kind of be that good hurt. Like if you're getting a good massage and it's like, oh, that kind of hurts, but I like it. So the more pressure you can put, the more of a nerve impulse that's going to be sent. But we don't want to do it to where you're jumping because it hurts. So
no, but they're probably there because it's jumping mm-hmm. when you touch it.
Yeah. So, you know, if there's a spot you can, and if they're having problems in their feet, we can always work on the hands. So, and if the feet then start improving, you can move to the feet then.
When you're diagnosing a person and going to treat them, are there certain things you need to learn about the person to know where these points are going to be? So you're left-handed or right-handed, it usually means one side of your brain is using another, and that's all connected to your nervous system. Mm-hmm. Are these things important to know? Do you need to have an idea of, you know, okay, I should do it on this side because this is where it's going to go back up and help with pain?
If it's something that's occurring on one side of the body, we would probably work on that side of the foot. If it's something in the head, we cross it, because just like they say, right brain people tend to be left-handed.
Like left-handed and
same thing. So we would cross that if it's something in the head we're working on. Generally, during a session, we work on both feet equally. If there is a extreme problem on one side of the body, we might do a little extra on that foot, but we generally work on both of them the same. So,
generally, do you get actual physical therapy first visit, or do you come in for a consultation and then you sit back and you figure out what will work best for them? Or is it maybe a little bit of both, depending on how long it takes to get through the initial exam?
Yeah, usually you're going to get some treatment the first time. Usually it's a pretty, I mean, if it's a real in-depth, we might cut it down. I generally spend an hour with people, so maybe we would only do half hour, 40-minute session actually hands-on, depending on how much we talk about. So, and we can even talk about things once we get started. So,
do you need them to bring in, you know, a list of their medications, the diagnosis they have, these types of things? Because you need to know what may be causing this mm-hmm. to see your what might work best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's helpful to have your diagnoses and medications. And some things, like blood thinners, like it's good to know because I don't want to put too much pressure and now you're all bruised because you're on blood thinners. So it's good to know.
If you're on that heavy of blood thinners, you may bruise rather easily.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good to know what kind of medications, because some of them do have side effects. Some are going to give
and
me precautions.
Side effects may be what you're going in for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's actually a huge study going on right now at Michigan State. There was a nurse up there who I think she's on her second or third grant now, where they're doing research on breast cancer patients and the side effects from chemo. And they're finding that the reflexology is helping tremendously with pain and with shortness of breath and really improving their quality of life. So it not only can it help with like physical ailments, but any kind of side effect from a medication, it has a potential to help with that also.
Okay, and I assume the help with breathing and that is partly is because you're relaxing them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're stressed and your diaphragm is just sitting there rigid,
right,
it can be trouble breathing, especially if it's rigid because of pain.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing it can help with is moving the lymph. So if you've had a cancer surgery and they've removed some lymph nodes, that is kind of sluggish and builds up in places, and this can actually help get that lymph fluid moving again, which is going to make you more comfortable also.
Because you have to rely on the ones that are left.
Yes. Yes.
Not the ones they took.
Absolutely.
They don't produce anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Are there people who you really think should avoid this? Is there? I mean, maybe it's just the attitude. If they think it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Why toss your pills away?
Right. Yeah. If you really think it's a bunch of garbage and it's not going to help, it's probably not going to help. We do caution with pregnant women. According to reflexology theory, there are certain points that can induce labor, so we want to make sure we avoid those points.
I would say, and you've got two nervous systems to worry about.
Absolutely.
While you're doing it anyway.
Absolutely. So if somebody who was pregnant wanted to come in and see me, I would definitely have them get permission from their doctor before they did. And I would probably just do a very light, more of a relaxation type session instead of really getting in there and trying to work anything out. So
what would you think would be the typical thing they would come into? Maybe for morning sickness? Maybe
morning sickness or, you know, back pain,
well,
things like that. Yeah.
I'm a guy, but right? I know things. I may not have experienced them, but I know things.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, anxiety, stress, you know, we could do just a relaxation thing that would help with that. The back pain, is close to the areas that can cause the labor to start, so you know I would be very leery about doing that.
And your body
but
is out of balance,
absolutely,
because you're front heavy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
and that's hard on your back.
Right, right.
So it's almost to be expected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would, you know, somebody, they would definitely require that they get permission from their doctor first, and then I would avoid certain areas of the feet because I don't want to deliver a baby during the session.
No. That's a whole different charge you don't want to get.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Do you expect people to come? I don't know. People come just the way they are, and are you looking for them to at least care enough to be a little hygienic when they come in? Because I see people out and about, and it's like, I don't know why you'd go out that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I like you would if you're going to your doctor's office.
I've seen
you know,
at the
I know.
Office.
I know. You know, in the summer, I'm a barefoot kind of gal, so, you know, my feet sometimes get a little dirty.
Dirty
people,
is one
you know,
thing, but, you know,
people
put. Offend.
Yeah, people, some people, they just have foot odor. You know, you can wash your feet, it's still there. I have baby wipes and stuff that we can wash your feet off if need be. I have essential oils, we can spritz them, we can do whatever. So, you know, hygiene
well, that
is appreciated.
Would be a relaxing thing anyway.
Absolutely.
Essential oils, you probably use that often in the therapy.
Absolutely.
Because, there are certain different types of oils that can help with different things,
mm-hmm.
as I understand the theory behind
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I haven't taken any classes.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Yeah, we do. If somebody comes in with a lot of inflammation or pain or stress, I can pick different oils to use on their feet, because we do use a little bit of lotion on their feet for the treatment. So, yeah, we can definitely do that. So, yeah, hygiene is appreciated, but, you know, we can work with whatever we got. So.
All righty, because we all know the commercial about being nose blind.
Absolutely.
People may not even notice it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they may not want to come in that way, but mm-hmm. they don't even notice it anymore.
Right, right.
Okay. Your clientele, typically female, male, or do you see, I know it's probably a little of each, but is this something that one side or the other of the gender spectrum seems to have gravitated to better than the other?
I think I probably see more women, definitely. A lot of the men that I've seen have been runners, and they've come in with like the plantar fasciitis or knee pain, that kind of thing. So, but yeah, I mean, it works equally well for either of the sexes, but I do tend to see more women.
And you talked about the knee pain. The pain is usually a signal of damage. It's mm-hmm. not something to take lightly.
Correct.
I mean, you may go to you to get some relief from it, mm-hmm. but there is a cause for it that still needs to be medically addressed with their doctor, so that they're not going to end up at 35 needing a knee replacement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What I do is more comfort. I mean, as a nurse, as a reflexologist, I'm not allowed legally to diagnose anything. So I can help treat symptoms.
But you can use the diagnosis the others have given.
Absolutely.
To cure your treatment properly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So if somebody comes in, I'm not going to diagnose their knee pain and try and cure it. But I would recommend they see their doctor. But then I can help with the actual symptoms of the pain. So,
you're basically, don't touch a diagnosis. If it hurts, if I do this, don't do this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's as far as you go with it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Do you find your best is word of mouth, referrals that you get from other people that it's helped me? Is that the way it goes, or do you get doctors actually sending you, might try this?
So far, it's been word of mouth. I've worked at various hospitals throughout the years, so I'm planning on hitting up some of the docs I know.
Most traditional doctors tend to shy away from
yes.
from the Western medicine or the Eastern medicines
yes.
because they aren't that, they didn't go to school for it, for
right.
one thing, and
right.
They want to go with what's tried and true and they know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to get some research together and make them a little pamphlet and see if I can't sweet talk some of them into sending me some people, so... That's my goal.
Well, I mean, if nothing else works, I mean, at least mm-hmm. it's yet another option.
Right. And if there's really nothing bad that is going to happen to you from getting a reflexology session. So if there's no downsides, why not try it, you know?
So it isn't, it's pressure. It's not taking your leg and flipping it over your neck and
no. doing stuff. Nope. Not unless you want to do that yourself, Mother.
Well, that would usually mean why you're having to go there.
Right.
Because you did something weird like that. But it's basically the pressure points
mm-hmm.
and massage
yes.
to try and smooth the pathways
absolutely.
As the of the nervous system to get all your juices flowing right.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Have we missed anything you wanted to make sure we talked about?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much hit everything
okay,
that I had, yeah.
And while this isn't a commercial for your firm,
right.
if they've heard something here and they want to try it, is there a number they can try a phone number to try just to, you know, grease the wheels and see if this is something that might help them?
Sure. Any questions, or if they want to try it, they can get a hold of me at 989-975-0658.
Business hours?
I do still work as a nurse, so if I don't answer, I'm at my other job, so just leave a message and I will get back with you.
And what are you, a daytime, nighttime?
Daytime.
Daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be able to either get off work or not work at the time to
do
it.
Yeah, my days I work as a nurse are pretty long days, so but I have usually 3 or 4 days a week free that I just work at my reflexology business, so we can usually accommodate people.
And we mentioned, you know, the reflexology. There is an organization for this in the country and everything else, so it isn't, you know, just there's a bunch of people across the country who are involved in this.
Yes, yeah. There's it's the American Association of Reflexologists. There is also in the Holistic Nurses Association. There's a lot of nurses who practice reflexology. Chiropractors that do. So it's becoming more popular, and it's getting more and more people are getting certified in it. So,
well, I appreciate you taking time, and if you can give people relief or at least an avenue to try again, mm-hmm. because they maybe have given up, it's nice to know.
Yep.
We did talk a little before this, and you mentioned that most insurance do not cover this as of yet.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's
I haven't.
A consideration to a lot of people on fixed incomes.
Absolutely.
And such, because you don't want to get your hopes up and then that part of it dash.
Right. And, you know, I don't know, I'm not always the best businesswoman, I guess, people have told me, but if somebody is on a fixed income and they really need help, I mean, I would be willing to work out a deal with them to get them the help, because I don't think you should suffer just because something's not covered by insurance. So, yeah.
Appreciate you stopping in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you having me.
And our guest today has been Tammy Bedina.
Yes.
A registered nurse. She's with the Indigo Healing Center. They're in downtown Bad Axe in the old Buckley's location. Mm-hmm. You can check them out. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.